Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. Today being the 24th of January. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special servants are always around us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great worshippers are always within us. And perhaps we realize who they are, when they are, and their greatness, their services to the deen of Allah, their servicing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always but realized and valued when the person is no more with us. And that is perhaps the example that can be given for the person that we are profiling tonight, Hazrat Maulana Bilal Amla Sahib, rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'a, a young, vibrant, jubilant alim that was passed away within the course of the last, in fact, last week Friday, Hazrat Maulana passed away. So inshallah, we will be discussing the life of Maulana, taking lessons from his life, trying to live the legacy that Maulana had, and making something out of the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It's an open line, you can give us a call, the number is 011-854-1548. Alternatively, it's better if you could just drop me a WhatsApp or a text, the number is 071-878-9748. And if you do that, inshallah, I will endeavor to read the messages on air. We have with us to begin the program, Maulana Muhammad Barat, who is also from Verulam. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, jazakallah so much for taking out your time on somewhat an emotional program, having lost a friend just in a week. Our condolences to yourself, the family, Maulana's wife, Maulana's parents, his children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive all his sins and fill his qabr with noor.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah, Maulana.
Ameen. Maulana, to begin today's program, as we always do, the alim that we're profiling, Maulana Bilal, will Maulana give us some sort of a family background to Maulana?
Ji, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Maulana Bilal Amla was born and brought up here in Verulam. Maulana was, when he passed away, he was 35 years old. Maulana's father, Haji Ibrahim Amla, better known as Baigora Amla, is very famous in Verulam and very well known in Verulam. He was originally from Amzinto, but day after he shifted and he was living here in Verulam for many years. And Maulana Bilal was born here and he was brought up in Verulam. Maulana's father, Ibrahim Amla, Haji Ibrahim Amla, or Baigora, he's well known as Baigora. He used to, his neighborhood where they used to live in Amzinto was very close to Sufi Mota. And Sufi Mota is famously known for authoring the very famous Ta'limul Haqq. And Sufi Mota is the grandfather of our Qari Ismail Desai, who is running the Darul Uloom there, the Madrasa Da'watul Haqq. Maulana's mother is also from the Durban area, and she is the daughter of the late Haji Ahmad Sadiq Varyawa. And they, up till this present time, Maulana's mother's family still live in Overport on Sparks Road, opposite the Sparks Road Masjid. Furthermore, Maulana, should I also mention about his in-laws and his wife as well?
Maulana's wife too, not a problem, Maulana.
Okay. Maulana's wife's family is also from Verulam, originally from Verulam. And Maulana has two sons, two young sons. One is Muhammad, who is 5 years old. And the second is Mus'ab, who is 3 years old. And furthermore, if I could just elaborate, is Maulana's spiritual father or spiritual guide is Hazrat Maulana Latifur Rahman Sahib from Pakistan. And Hazrat Maulana Latifur Rahman Sahib really, really had a very great love and affection for Maulana Bilal. And if I would say from all his muridin and all his followers, Maulana was, I would say, the closest to Hazrat Maulana Latifur Rahman Sahib. And together with that, from his asatiza, is Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salehji Saab, Maulana Ilyas Patel Saab, Maulana Harun Abbas Umar, Mufti Abdul Jalil, and many more there who are there.
Gee, respected listeners.
Maulana, can you hear me? The line
I can hear you, Maulana. You are loud and clear. Please do carry on, Maulana.
There just seems to be some disturbance on the line, so...
sorry about that, Maulana.
Okay, no problem,
you
no problem.
Maulana.
No problem. Maulana also had a very close link to one of his asatizah, Maulana Ilyas Patel Saab, since he was related to Maulana, and he used to also make a lot of mashwara, and he used to speak a lot to Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Patel Saab, Damat Barakatum.
Respected listeners, we are discussing the life of Maulana Bilal Amla Rahmatullahi Alayh. If you have any messages that you would like to send, or you would like your interaction with Maulana, or if you knew him, please do send us a message. The number is 071-878-9748. It would be nice if the children, if they have the courage and if it's okay with the parents and the family, if they could give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548, and we would love to take the call if it is possible or if it is recommendable with the family. Maulana, we mentioned, I think, ACT, some of Maulana's ustads being Mufti Ibrahim and Maulana Harun Abbas Umar, etc. Would that mean that Maulana then studied and graduated at Talimuddin?
Maulana studied AG at Madrasa Talimuddin in Springbok Beach, and he also graduated there in, I think, the year 2009, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, mashallah. Maulana, post that, what were some of the services that Maulana had rendered and Maulana had given to the people of the area or the people where he was staying? What was some of his khidmat after his graduation?
If Maulana, if you want, I could just elaborate a little more regarding his studies, if that's fine with you, Maulana.
Maulana, if you could do so.
Okay. Just to mention a few of his asatiza as well. So Maulana started his maktab studies under one of the women folk from the house, and thereafter he went and he started formal maktab studies at the hands of a very famous and ustad of Verlam, who is also late, Hafiz Yunus Muhammadi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he also had very great love and affection for Maulana Bilal. And thereafter he also went and he studied under numerous ulama here in Verlam. Just to name a few, Qari Abdul Samad Patel, who is now in the UK, Marhum Maulana Ismail Maita Rahmatullah Ali, as well as now present, the two present imams of the Verlam Jamia Masjid, Maulana Abid Khan and Maulana Dawood Vahid Sahab Damat Barakatum. And these two ulama are still the imams at our masjid, and they are still teaching and still involved in the ta'lim at our masjid. Maulana also spent a few months doing his door after he had finished his hifz at the Darul Uloom Zakaria.
Okay, Maulana was at Darul Uloom Zakaria as well.
It was just for 6 to 7 months he spent just doing door there.
Okay, mashallah, alhamdulillah. And thereafter, Maulana?
And his circular studies, Maulana studied here at the Verlam Madrasa School, which has now become a Muslim school. And his secondary studies was at the Verlam Secondary School. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Maulana had finished till Standard 8. And thereafter, he had proceeded to go to Darul Uloom to pursue his Alim course.
Respected listeners, we are speaking about Maulana Bilal from Verulam. Maulana passed away last week, Friday, and we are discussing his life. If those that knew him or would like to send a message, if you could do so, the number is 071-878-9748. Alternatively, give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. And inshallah, we would like to take your messages, inshallah, and read it out to the listeners of Radio Islam International. Maulana, with some of the information that thus far you have gathered, you could carry on with some of the information that you have.
Maulana had asked regarding the services that Maulana had rendered here to our community. After qualifying at Madrasa Ta'limuddin, Maulana had made mashwara or consulted with his sheikh or his spiritual leader, Hazrat Maulana Latifur Rahman Sahib, who had given him mashwara that he should start a maktab at the house. So part of the lounge was turned into a maktab, and Maulana had started a really vibrant and a very good maktab, which was like a feeder to all the hips class which were running in Verulam. Together with that, Maulana was also doing imamat at one of the smaller musallas in one of the residential areas in Verulam, which is known as Redcliffe. And this is the area where his wife also comes from. Together with that, he was also assisting at the social welfare organization of Verulam, known as the Verulam Young Muslim Society. And he himself used to handle and control the social department, and he was really doing a really good sterling work there. Together with that, he was also the supervisor for the Jamiatul Ulama Ta'limi Board for the Verulam area, and the maktabs which we have is probably 20 maktabs which we have around the Verulam area. Maulana was overseeing all of those makatib. Recently, I think it was in the last 6 months, Maulana was elected as an executive member for the Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, and he very reluctantly accepted that post, but that was something which was elected by all the ulama of Verulam, and it was just through his hard work and his dedication that Maulana had achieved that to become an executive member of the Jamiatul Ulama.
MashaAllah, we have a message that has come in. The message reads, and I just call, Assalamu alaikum. Maulana Bilal had an extreme concern and love for Maktab, which he dedicated several years to. He also served in poverty alleviation. He was a close friend of mine. We did hifz together for a short while under Marhum Maulana Ismail Mehta and performed Taraweeh together on one or two occasions as well. There is a friend that is phoning in regarding Maulana. If any one of us knew Maulana, we would like to share some inspiration, something that we learned or something that we, if somebody could benefit from, please do let us know. The Jamiatul Ulama KZN letter read that he was a selfless person who always made time for others. He worked closely with the poor communities of Verulam and the surrounding areas. He took the responsibility of uplifting many individuals and was a common name amongst the poor and needy. In 2016, Maulana assisted the Jamiat with its water distribution for the KZN coast rural areas. Obviously, many people speaking with regards to the services that Maulana had offered and with some of the sacrifices that he had done with regards to assisting people and those that required it. We have several guests that are lined up, inshallah. And as we go along, we'll take our guests and we'll try and just see how we can capitalize from the guests that knew Maulana. One of the people that is the Imam of the area in Verulam, Maulana Dawood Vahisab. Welcome back. We just had a bit of scramblings on the system. We're speaking about Maulana Bilal, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And on the line, we have Maulana Dawood, the Imam of the Verulam Masjid. Maulana, Assalamu Alaikum.
Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. You knew Maulana Bilal. I think he was a student of yours as well. What are some of your interactions with Maulana?
Maulana, you know, I would just like to, you know, start it with a little introduction to him, to Maulana Bilal, and my interaction to him. I just want to add a little different dimension to this. You know, if we come across somebody who is 35 years old or 22 years old and he is a millionaire, what happens? He becomes, in the eyes of everybody, that at such a young age, he has achieved so much and he has made a success of his life. Now that is in dunya terms. Now let's put this into perspective in deen terms. Alhamdulillah, at the age of 36, Singh Malala Bilal grew up from a little boy who started coming and doing his class by my house till Alhamdulillah he qualified by Malala Abid and myself. Wallahi Lazim, from then till now, we have seen him grow from strength to strength. And at the age of 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken him from the dunya. His kamyabi and the kamyabi of the millionaire, wallahi Lazim, there is no comparison. Because from the signs that we see, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we see, alhamdulillah, he has got shahadat. And inshallah, we got that tamanna and we got that hope that Allah Rabbul Izzat has already put him into a high stage of Jannah.
Ameen, ameen, definitely, Morana.
And this is just in this few years.
Morana?
On a very low profile, and alhamdulillah, many, many mashwaras that we have done between us, and many, many projects, wallahi al-azim. People of Britain and the people around, very few people really knew his maqam and knew the value that he was imparting in our community. He, at the young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken so much away from him that he is an envy to me as his ustad and the envy to our many people that Allah has accept us. And you know, Allah has given us the maqam that he had given him and the qubuliyah that he had given him.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. There were a few projects that I was involved in, and alhamdulillah, due to my age and due to my health, Mawlana Bilal Rahmatullah Ali started assisting me in the last couple of years. And he had made my task so easy. So when we plan, Allah Pak plan. I was just telling Mawlana Bilal that, Mawlana, you, inshallah, are going to take over now whatever projects I am doing, whatever projects I'm doing, because I've got a heart condition and my health is not very good. I get tired very quickly. And he said, inshallah, but Allah Rabbul Izzat needed to take him away. But he showed me that first and foremost, our tawakkul is not being Allah Rabbul Izzat. But in that little while, whatever he had assisted me in whichever projects, alhamdulillah, I didn't have to lift a hand, I had to just stand in the back and see how he had taken charge. Maybe annually we do the qurbani in the regard among the indigenous brothers and sisters in the musallas on the day of Bakraid. We do it on Bakraid so that they also can have the spirit of Bakraid. And alhamdulillah, 2 days in advance, Mawlana Bilal should have everything ready for me. He has, like, he was more than a right-hand man to me now. He was starting to lead and show me, Mawlana, this is how it will be done. During the month of Ramadan, the iftar preparations at various musallas to get the eats before iftar, etc. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Bilal had helped me tremendously to go and pick it up from the supplier, etc. and bring it to the office. But unfortunately, you know, it's such that very few people understand the maqam of an alim. Even people who are doing deen work but they are non-ulama, they take an alim for granted. And one of the things that I have seen, that very few people really appreciated what Mawlana Bilal has done. Now, when Mawlana Bilal has left this dunya, many people are making wah wah. That is a sign of qubuliyat. But while he was alive, there were a few people who were feeling threatened at the level that Mawlana Bilal was sacrificing. It was day or night, black or white, far or near, Mawlana Bilal was always there to serve the ummah and to serve the makhluk of Allah Rabbul Izzat and to ensure that the reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becoming alive. He had started in Vellum in a little musallah. I was speaking to the Imam Sahib of that musallah. That Imam Sahib was an ordinary boy, he was going to school, he was this way, he wasn't really interested in deen. But alhamdulillah, today, that just a few days ago, I heard this from Imam Sahib, that I want to die in this musallah doing khidmat of deen. And he said that I had achieved whatever I had achieved because Maulana Bilal had made minute on me, and I went to Ispino Beach Tadul Room. I studied, and today I am doing Imamat, and I am running the Maktab in the Musalla, which is near my house. These are little things on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us in the dunya that these are gems that those of us who didn't make qadar of them, we have lost an opportunity and we have lost gems. People like good people, Allah Pak take them away quickly. People like us, you know, useless people like us, Allah Pak keep us and give us chance over and over and over again. In a short life, what Maulana Bilal has achieved, I am really envious, and inshallah Allah Pak makes his family, give them separate jameel. Allah Pak gives, Allah Pak take care, special care of his children, special care of his wife, and inshallah, I got hope that inshallah his children one day, Allah Pak will take deen work from him.
Ameen. Maulana, there's only one thing that stands out for us, that his endeavor definitely falls from his ustad, Maulana Dawood. The passion in which you speak, Maulana, it speaks volumes about how you have taught your students. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, and it is our hope that we could meet you one day, inshallah, and may Allah grant you good health and take more and more work from you, inshallah, Ta'ala, Maulana.
Allah Pak will make many more Maulana Bilal come up in our community.
Ameen,
Maulana. Deen and Islam in our community will benefit with people like this. You know, there's a saying in English, you get the talkers and you get the doers. Alhamdulillah, he was among them. He was an unsung hero. Underneath, he was doing magic. It is only when his eyes closed, when everybody's eyes opened up also. I hope now when the people's eyes open up, inshallah it must stay open and see that the work that the ulama are doing and the work that the ulama have done. People to criticize, there is no shortage of people to criticize. But there's very few people who recognize. And alhamdulillah, we can see from Maulana Bilal passing away that he is recognized in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The signs around us show us that the qubuliyat of Allah Ta'ala is there.
Maulana, jazakallah so much. Allah bless your enthusiasm. And Allah Ta'ala grant you good health, inshallah, Maulana.
Ameen, ameen.
Jazakallah. That was Maulana Dawood, the ustad of Maulana Bilal, rahmatullahi alayhim. Apa Shahid al-Hussein says, assalamu alaikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana Bilal the highest of stages in Jannah. Ameen. He will never be forgotten in our du'as. Maulana Anas Ibrahim says, assalamu alaikum. He was a dear friend and my supervisor. He was ever ready to assist wherever he could, with immediate effect, and I have never seen Maulana turn away anyone. He'll be surely missed in the community. May Allah grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus, and that comes from Maulana Anas Ibrahim. Maulana Badat, are you still with us?
Still here.
Maulana, some very inspiring words coming from Maulana Dawood Saab. Something perhaps you would like to add on or share with us, Maulana?
Gee, Maulana, whatever Maulana Dawood has said is the same thing what I was supposed to say. And what I've just made some notes here is, if I could just sum it up, is I would say that Maulana was the servant of mankind.
MashaAllah.
I wouldn't say servant of Muslims, of mankind, whether it was a Muslim or a non-Muslim, whoever it was, and especially the poor and the needy. And he used to look out for these people and try and assist them in whichever way he could. Just one or two incidents, if I could say that, in the area which he was the imam in Retlef, and this was confirmed by his father. His father was telling me that he used to do gasht initially on his own there. And he never used to only go to the Muslim people. He used to go to non-Muslim people's home. And he used to even go into the informal settlement at night when it was regarded to be a dangerous time. But he had full tawakkul in Allah that he's doing a service of deen, and he's the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one incident which his father was telling me was that a Christian family, that part of their house burnt down. And Maulana got the news at a late hour, and he left his house and went to go see in which way he could assist. And those people who are not Muslims, they were shocked to see Maulana there, and they are telling him that our pastor or anybody from our church hasn't come, but you as the Maulana from the mosque, and we are, so to say, from different religions, and it was the duty of the pastor to come, that you had come and to our assistance. And furthermore, from the next morning, Maulana came, made all the arrangements to get the building material together with the builder, and from the next day, he started the building, and he, at his own expense, fixed up the whole house. And there are many, many other incidents like this. Now also this, what his father had just told me, a few things, that whilst people are coming to meet him now, he's saying that in all the rural areas or all the communities around Verulam, there's quite a few rural areas and communities around Verulam, that he's saying all the people are coming and all of them are crying. They're coming to the shop where Maulana's father is, and they're all crying. They're saying that this was a person which at any time or the day or night, if we had any need, then we used to, this was the number we had, Maulana's number was on our phone, and this was like our emergency number. If we phoned him at any time, then he was ready to come and assist us. And there are many incidents, Maulana. If I must carry on, I could just go on and on and on.
SubhanAllah.
But this was just a few. Together with that, as we said, when they had that the problem of the xenophobic attacks in South Africa, Maulana was so to say running the whole, the feeding and whatever arrangements needed to be made for the people of the entire Durban. They had gathered all the those that were affected onto a soccer ground, which was, I think, approximately 10,000 people were there. And Maulana had arranged the tents and the sleeping facilities and the feeding. And his father is telling me that for those 2 weeks, I think he used to sleep for an hour or two.
Allah,
the rest of the time, he used to be there sacrificing his own time and then the time, his family time, to be there to assist these people. Furthermore, also, if you see, he assisted many, many organizations with the drilling of the boreholes at the time when we had the drought in South Africa. He was with, he assisted Al Imdad with a few boreholes in our area. Then also our local Young Muslim Society, they had also put up a few boreholes at the local musallas. Maulana had done everything from the drilling of the boreholes to putting up the tanks and the pumps and all of that. He had done that all on his own without any assistance. And up to this present day, he was still very involved in various feeding schemes, whether it was ready-made meals, where I saw for myself, because Maulana and I used to live in the same yard. Maulana used to take his wife and his children, and he used to have ready-made meals, and he used to choose an area which he used to go to, and he used to tell me that, yes, I'm doing this, so I want to inculcate these things, and my children must see what I am doing, and they must also take this work forward. It was, I think, probably Maulana had some kind of an indication that maybe his time in this dunya was over, and that Allah, his Khalid, was calling him. Maybe that is why he was trying to inculcate all these habits and these very good qualities into his children. Just one or two more, Maulana. I hope I'm not taking too much of the
what
time.
What we do, Maulana, let's take Maulana Abid, inshallah, and then we come back to Maulana.
Yeah, no problem. You can
come. Maulana Abid, assalamu alaikum. Maulana, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. Your input to our program on Maulana Bilal, rahmatullahi
alayh. Alhamdulillah, Maulana, it is a great honor for me to speak on this radio. You know what we call like a Marcia Jalsa, speaking about Maulana Bilal, rahmatullahi alayh. The Ajib, I was very close to Maulana Bilal, and he was my student. He grew up in front of me. I felt it very hard. I didn't come out from my mouth that I used to call Bilal. I used to call him up till the end. I used to call him Bilal.
Allah.
Because he used to be in and out of my house also, because I live on top of the masjid, and our hips class was at the bottom. And whenever we needed something, so we send the students up, they do khidmat. And he used to be in and out of my house. And Maulana, I just wanted to mention a few things.
Sure, Maulana.
Maulana, am I clear?
You are very clear, Maulana.
Okay. Maulana, I just wanted to say the what was the biggest sign of this Qubuliyat? Maulana, the number one, he passed away on the Jummah. It was a Thursday night after Isha. And I hope Maulana Bas can sum that. I told Maulana Bas, Maulana Muhammad Badat, popularly known as Maulana Bas in Berlin, that's his pet name from his mother's side. And I told him he must sum that last 1 hour because they are very, very close friends from childhood. Then please just sum that up. Then when he spoke about Maulana, inshallah, Maulana Bas will speak about that.
Right.
Firstly, he passed away on a Friday, Maulana. It was a Thursday. It was the death of a martyr. And when we spoke to Mufti Ibrahim Salaji Saab and Abu Barakatuh, he also said that you don't have to give ghusl for him, but we did clean the body up. We just washed a few things and put a kafan on. So he had the death of a martyr, alhamdulillah. Passed away on a Friday. The death of a martyr. His janazah was after Juma. Maulana, this masjid, we are in, myself and Maulana Dawood Vaid, who you spoke to before. Maulana Dawood Vaid is the main imam, the pesh imam, what we say.
Right.
And I'm the deputy. Maulana, this masjid is about 25 years old, but never in the history of this masjid, not even on the Eid day when we had Eid namaz here, was the masjid so full.
Allah.
The top section, which takes about capacity about 850, the basement where our his class, that will also take about 800. And it was jam-packed, Maulana, what I would say, jam-packed. People even read Salah outside the masjid on that day for the Juma Salah. And the janazah also, well, some of the muftis said that we can't go into the masjid, but we didn't need to do that because we had the bottom section and people filled the bottom also. So for the janazah also, there was like around maybe close to about 2,000 people because we waited for the other masajids from Veralam around our masjid. There's about 4 or 5 masjids. People wanted to come for the janazah. And such was his kubuliyat, Maulana, that every other Malawian had his number on their phone. That they knew if they needed help in Veralam, they needed something, the person they could turn to and the person that would help them was Maulana Bilal. Ya'atakke Maulana, I'm just saying this, everybody was, this we mustn't misconstrue what I'm going to say now. I said Maulana Bilal, this was something that I never mentioned to anybody. We were even few prostitutes who people didn't know. We were also working on them that they also become better Muslims.
Allahu Akbar.
Maulana, and on his last, like what I would say, last assignment was a family on the, living on the streets. Anybody in Berlin know them?
Okay, inshallah, we will try and get Maulana back on you on a clearer line, inshallah. Thereafter, once we do that, we'll try and just conclude what Maulana was saying. Some very important points Maulana had brought up and some very important lessons for us to learn. Firstly, never judge anyone. And the other, if you can make even the people that we consider who are very, very downtrodden or doing things which are not correct, even if you can encourage them to be able to bring a change in their life, then do so, because that might be the ticket that will get you into paradise. Maulana Badat, or should we say Maulana Bam, lovingly, Maulana, many things have come about. Just pondering over Maulana at the age of 35 to have done so much, 36, is truly an amazing feat. You also have some things that you would still like to share, Maulana. It's fine now, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah once again, Maulana, for taking out your time. Your input to tonight's program, Maulana.
Maulana, where do I begin? Where do I begin, Maulana Bilal Amla, my Harubai, a legend of Verlam, Maulana. Wallah, the amount of khidmat this man has done to the community of Verlam, it was only an eye-opener for people like myself and many ulama around. My father, my honorable Ustad, Maulana Ismail Chunara, last night, he told me, he said that 70 years we're making khidmat, but Maulana Bilal has, in 35 years, surpassed us with his khidmat. Maulana, when it comes time to making khidmat on people, I'll give you an incident that took place. Every now and then, there was a brother in Verlam that was a habitual drinker, and he used to be permanently intoxicated. And Maulana Bilal, Hazrat Maulana Bilal, he used to make effort on this brother every time, and every time this man used to go back go back to drinking, go back to his old habits. And not one day, from the day he's married, I think it's over 8 years, Maulana, every single day or every single week, Maulana used to go back, used to go as far as the locations, bring him out from the locations, is to make sure that this man is in the right path. So the day of the janazah, I met him, and I asked him, how are you doing? Maulana is gone. So he says, no, Maulana's not gone. He's in my heart forever. He's in my heart. So I said, when was your last interaction with Maulana? He said, no, Maulana never gave up hope with me. He said, Maulana was with me 2 nights before he passed away. He sat with me till 10:30, just speaking to me. Maulana, if it was a person like me, an individual like me, after the second, third time, if a person had gone back to his old habits, I'm sure, you know, I would have maybe given up hope. Maulana wasn't like that. Also, Maulana never ever imposed his piety on anyone. So much so that Maulana and his wife and his kids used to eat every day meals on the floor. When he used to come to our in-laws, there's never one day did he impose his piety and say, I only eat on the floor. He used to come, eat on the table, everything like normal. So many times, Maulana, last week there was a lady that he assisted. He assisted her, she gave birth, the security guard's wife, she gave birth, they lost the child. Maulana went, he took the child, he gave ghusl to the child. He went himself, the father and Maulana Bilal, alone. One man. And in Verlam they say you're not allowed to go one person to the Kabristan. Maulana went one man and he buried that child.
Allah.
What the father. So much of khidmat he had. And when it came to Maulana living the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my sister-in-law, Allah, give her sabr. Allah, make it easy for her.
Ameen.
Inshallah. She showed us a letter that Maulana wrote to her. Maulana said for i'tikaf last year, 2018.
Genius.
When it came time to being like how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his wives, this was Maulana Bilal. The way he wrote the letter with so much of love, he wrote to his beloved wife. And Maulana, every single day in the month of Ramadan, he made one khatam a night.
Allah.
One khatam of the Quran. And she, my sister-in-law, Allah give her so much sabr. She lost one child already. Six. I think the child was 3 months old. Child passed away. Maulana Bilal gave her support. She gave Maulana support. Allah has taken Maulana Bilal away. Maulana, if we go and speaking about him, the amount of good this man done, wallahi, I can't tell you, Maulana. What a man, if we can take lesson like Maulana Dawood said, if we need to value the ulama, the work that they doing. There was a time when Maulana had some, fallouts or whatever it was with certain people. Maulana told me, so we had a discussion one night, and he tells me, he says, no, he used to call me by my name, Naimullah Bilal, and he says, Naimullah, the work needs to carry on. We need to continue making khidmat. He made khidmat, and his father told me at the day of the janazah, he said, I've understood that my son had put the needs of everyone else over his and his family's needs. Everyone came first. So, the little bit that I can say about him, Maulana, if only I can get a mort, a death like how Maulana Bilal got, and make dua, all
we
the
all
listeners out there.
We all aspire for that, inshallah, Maulana.
I mean, the exactly. Listeners out there and the ulama out there, my sister-in-law, my in-laws, Maulana's father and mother, really they're going through a very difficult time. It's not easy to bury your own child. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them sabr jameel, inshallah.
Ameen.
Allah make it easy for them, and especially for the two little ones who was just yesterday crying for their father. The one fell and he got hurt, and he's saying, I want my daddy to come back. My Abba must come back now to come in.
Oh, Akbar.
So make it, just make dua, Allah.
Ameen, ameen.
Them, inshallah.
Jazakallah, Maulana. Maulana, that's up. Are you still with us on the line?
Jee, Maulana, I'm still on the line.
Jee, Maulana, we have about 6 minutes left to close the program. Perhaps you could take us through the last few hours of Maulana's life, and then we could just wrap up the program.
Jee, Maulana, it's going to be a bit emotional, but
please, Maulana, take your benefit. Time. Allah make it easy for you, inshallah.
It was actually last week, Thursday, that that I had requested, Maulana, that some time ago, I had an injury on my finger, and an orthopedic surgeon had asked me to come to the Albert Luthuli Hospital. He just wanted to see how was the progress and how I was healing. So I had requested Maulana that he join me because it's about a half an hour's drive from where we are, and we used to always accompany each other if there was any need. Like as everybody said, Maulana was always ready to do anybody's khidmat. But if he ever was going somewhere which was a remote area, he would always ask me to join him. And on that particular day, I told him that, you know what, you'd rather stay with your family, because his family was going to spend the night at his in-law's house, as his in-laws were gone out. And I told him that it's better for you to stay here with your family. But he insisted, and he jokingly told me that, no, if I don't come with you, and the next time I'm going to phone you, you're going to give me some kind of an excuse, and you're not going to come with me. So I think it was just his mood that was calling him. And we went to the Albert Luthuli Hospital. And from here, from Verulam to the Albert Luthuli Hospital, it's about a 30-minute drive. And the entire way, we only spoke about Maut. As Maulana Abed had spoke that there was a lady who lost her child, who was about a month old. We started speaking on that, and his wife was in the car with us at that time, because we went to go drop her off. Before we left, we went to go drop her off at her parents' house. And after we left, we spoke about his marhum daughter who had passed away, who had a heart condition. And I think at about 3 months of age, she passed away. And I myself had also lost my sister about 2 years ago in a car accident. And we spoke about that. The entire way, we only spoke about Maut. And it was, I couldn't understand why we were only speaking about Maut. And as we reached the hospital, I got a phone call to say that the doctor is not here at this hospital. He has gone to the King Edward Hospital due to some emergency that he had. And after speaking to the doctor, and I told him that, you know what, if it's an emergency, we might as well leave it for another day. But he insisted that we come. And I think this was just that his mother was calling him, because it was an area that we went to, which there were not a lot of people there. It was a quiet time. But the doctor insisted that I come. And as we entered the hospital, Maulana said that he is going to wait in the car for me while I go inside. And I insisted that he come with me, but for some reason he told me no, that he's going to be waiting here. And as I went in and the doctor saw to me for a few minutes, I think it was probably from the time I entered the hospital till the time that a security guard came running in to tell me that there's some problem outside, it was probably 10 to 12 minutes. And by the time I had come out, Maulana sadly had already left the world, and he was gone into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the doctor, it happened, if I could say, it happened right outside the trauma unit. It was like the place where if something were to happen to you, you would wish that you were there, because all the kind of medical assistance was right there. And as I came in, the doctor tells me that, you know what, your friend is no more, he has passed on. It was a shock to me. I couldn't understand that Maulana, he was gone, because he was with me just a minute ago and he was smiling and talking and all of that. And it was just, I didn't know what to do. I was running helter-skelter. The whole hospital was actually running. Everybody, even the patients who were there, were all in shock and they didn't know what was happening. But this was all the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think this was because of all these qualities that he had. But that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away at this blessed time, this blessed hour. And as the other ulama, Mulan Abid, has mentioned, that I think this was the biggest congregation that we ever had in our masjid. And so many other signs that there are, that, you know what, Mulana is definitely in a better place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted him. Maulana, if just one last point.
Sure, Maulana, please.
That I think all the success and this what Maulana had, and he always tell me this, that it is only because Maulana was always constantly making mashwara with his asatiza, and with his Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Latif al-Rahman Sahib. And there are so many instances which he always tells me that, you know what, I thought something else, but after making mashura and going back and consulting with my asatiza and my Sheikh, then this is how I seen a different light, and you know, a different something which I never thought I could do. So we also should try and take lesson that we should always take advice from our elders, be it our parents or be our teachers or our ulama, the imam of our masjid, or any elder who is a senior and somebody who we can look up to. Inshallah, by us also looking at and taking the advice, inshallah, we can also follow in the footsteps of Maulana and all those pious people, the Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, we can also get a beautiful death like how Maulana has got. We are definitely saddened by the separation of Maulana, but we are happy that, as his mother has mentioned to me, that I am definitely sad as what has happened, but I have to be happy because my son has achieved what he wanted, and that was that he wanted to pass away on Yomul Jum'ah, and he wanted to be a shaheed, and he has achieved that. So alhamdulillah, it's Allah shukr that the whole family, the family has accepted it, that it is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But definitely, as the demands of being a human being, everybody's sad, everybody's shocked, and everybody is, I don't know what's the word to say, but everybody, the whole of Verulam is, so to say, in a state of shock. But alhamdulillah, everybody is only speaking good words of Maulana, and all the khidmat that he has made for the entire Verulam, not only the Muslim, and I'm repeating this, not only the Muslims, it was the whole of Verulam, whether it was Muslim, whether it was a white person, black person, Indian, whoever it was, Maulana was, he was the Khadim of Verulam, and he passed away whilst on with all those things. He was also making my khidmat. He had taken me to hospital. I had insisted that we go in my vehicle, but he insisted now that we go in his vehicle. And all of these things, all of these signs are there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted Maulana, and it's something for us to envy. Let's hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accept us,
Ameen,
and use us for the khidmat of his deen, and maybe take forward what foundation Maulana has left. Let us take this work forward, inshallah.
Maulana, jazakallah so much once again from the bottom of our heart, our condolences. I didn't even realize Maulana was taken to the hospital by Maulana Bilal. May Allah Ta'ala grant you ni'am al-badal, grant the people of Verulam ni'am al-badal, and may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we all can take a lesson from this great personality. Our condolences to yourself, Maulana's wife, the children, the parents, the people of the area, and once again, jazakallah so much, Maulana.
Jazakallah. Just a request for special du'as for Maulana's family, Maulana's parents, Maulana's wife, Maulana's children, Maulana's one brother and sister that he has, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also keep them with afiyat and grant them sabr, inshallah. A request from Maulana and from all the listeners as well.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallah so much, Maulana.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Our apologies to the news team and Brother Faisal. We're about 2 minutes late. We're really sorry for that. A brilliant program once again from myself, Ubaidullah Boja. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.